Manhunt. The clue of the contradicting confession that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
More coffee, Andrew.
No, tastes terrible. Just like the rest of the supper. Can't even cook, can you?
That's enough, Uncle Andrew. You can't keep talking to my mother that way.
I can talk to either of you any way I like. What can you do about it?
Don't excite yourself, Andrew. You're a sick man.
Don't me, Tom. You're a doctor. Keep me well. Don't keep me quiet. It does me good coming out here for a visit. Just to look at the faces of my sister and her precious son. No, they hate me so.
We don't hate you, Andrew. We feel sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me. You paupers, living on my land, eating because of my charity.
I said that's enough, Uncle Andrew.
Why don't you do something about it then, my dear nephew?
Maybe I have.
Take away these dishes. Bad enough I have to eat that food without being reminded of it. Now I want to tell you that I've decided to take back this farm.
What?
I expect all of you off it by next week.
You can't mean that.
This farm is our only means of livelihood.
And starve to death for all I care.
Andrew. Andrew, what's the matter? Tom. Tom, what's happened to him?
I'm trying to find out, Molly. I don't know what's happened to him. All I know is your brother Andrew is dead.
Manhunt and the clue of the conflicting confession.
I had a whole place to get romantic in a police laboratory.
Well, that's where you are all the time, isn't it, Drew? Here in your laboratory. And I guess I can get romantic here as well as any place if I like. And I like.
Didn't your mother ever tell you how wrong it was to be so forward?
Yep, she did, and Mom sure was right. It isn't doing me a bit of good.
It isn't doing me a bit of good, she said.
What isn't?
Hello, Bill. Say, I've got a report for you on the Andrew Winters autopsy. Death by poison. And the murderer wasn't taking any chances. Fed him enough to kill a horse.
Well, that's that. We finally got a murder without any mystery down here at Homicide. Winters was rich, his sister was poor, and his only relative. He was visiting her farm. Never heard of a better motive or opportunity either. Hey, come on, I'm going to show you something.
Such as what?
Such as an old-fashioned detective sergeant getting results in an old-fashioned murder. Winter's sister, Molly Barton, is in my office.
Oh?
I bet I have a murder confession in an hour. Want to come?
Okay. See you later, Pat.
All right.
You've been pretty smart when a murder was tricky, Mr. Drew Stevens. Now I want you to see a cop wrapping up a case in an hour.
All right, Bill. I'm an agreeable guy.
Come on in. And remember, I said I'd have a confession in an hour.
Oh.
Don't get so jumpy, Mrs. Barton. I just want you to tell Mr. Stevens here what you just told me.
There's nothing to tell. I poisoned my brother. It's unkind to speak ill of the dead, but he was the meanest man in the whole world. He deserved to die.
How did you do it, Mrs. Barton? And when?
While I was preparing supper last night, I put some insect powder that we use on the farm into his food.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the poison we found, all right, Bill. Insecticide.
I don't care what you do with me. I alone am responsible for my brother's death. I poisoned him, and I'm glad I did.
See, Drew, what'd I tell you? Confession within an hour. I'll get it. Morton speaking, Homicide.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Yeah. Barton. You realize what your confession means?
Yes, I do. I wish I could say I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
But I'm not.
Hey, Drew.
Uh-huh.
Pick up that extension phone on the corner.
Uh-huh.
I want you to hear something. You, Mrs. Barton, wait out in that office, then.
All right. This one here?
Yeah. I'll pick up the phone, Drew.
Okay. I've got it.
Listen to this. Hello?
I'm still here.
I want you to repeat what you just told me.
Very well. My name is John Barton. My mother and I work the farm where Andrew Winters was found dead this morning. I want to tell you that I'm responsible for his death. I murdered him.
Bill, ask him how he did it.
Okay. How did you murder Winters, Barton?
I poisoned him with the insect killer we keep for our plants. I just called to tell you I'm coming down to give myself up. Goodbye.
Well, you heard it. What do you think?
I think you're doing very well, Bill. You not only got one confession to a murder in an hour, as you promised, you have two confessions.
Ooh, so what? They both were in on it, mother and son. I'll pin it on both of them.
Say, look, there's a doctor in this case, isn't there? The one that had dinner at the Barton Farm last night?
Sure, Dr. Morton. He's still at the Barton Farm. He lives there most of the time. Mm-hmm. He brought Mrs. Barton into the world. He was her best friend.
See? It might be an idea for you and I to go up and see him.
What for? We got two confessions to the murder. As soon as young Barton gets here, this case is closed.
Ah, you know we've got to have evidence, Bill. We need a sample of that insecticide poison. Might look at the farm, too. Find out what grew there.
Find out what grew there, he says. I'll go, but I don't have to find out what they raised on the Barton farm. They grew murderers, Drew. Murderers!
There's no reason why I should sound any other way. He was the meanest, most vile-tempered, cruelest individual I've ever known. I treated him from time to time. In fact, it may interest you to know he was about to write to the state board accusing me of malpractice.
That's a pretty damaging admission, considering that he was murdered, Dr. Morgan.
Doesn't really matter how damaging it is. You see, I poisoned him.
What, another one? You killed Andrew Winters, too?
Yes. While we were eating, I excused myself from the table, walked out to the shed where the Bartons keep their insecticide, got a little of it, and put it in Winter's coffee without anyone seeing it.
Well, you're batting wonderfully, Bill. That makes three confessions.
Oh, what's the difference? They were all in on it.
I don't know what that means exactly, but if it implies there was anyone else involved, that's not true. On my professional word of honor, I poisoned Andrew Winters myself without the knowledge or help of anyone else.
That's fine.
It's only fair to tell you a few more things. First, that Andrew Winters was a very sick man. He couldn't have lived 6 months. And for the past 2 years, he's been in continuous pain.
You're not building a mercy-killing angle, are you, Doctor?
The word mercy and Andrew Winters should never be spoken together.
Well, let's get downtown. You coming, Drew?
No, I'm going to stick around this farm a bit. Tell Pat to drive up here when you get back, will you, Bill?
All right, I'll tell him. But first, I'm going to have her go out and rent Madison Square Garden so we can hold all the people who are confessing they murdered Andrew Winters.
All right, Pat, I'm coming.
Oh, well, it's about time. So, this is the place where Winters was murdered. And what have you been doing? Spring planting?
Come in, Pat, and stop making those bad jokes.
All right. And now suppose you tell me why I'm here. Romantic reasons?
You would know better than that, Pat. We're working.
Oh.
Yeah, come here with me. I want to show you something. We know Andrew Winters arrived up here yesterday afternoon at 4:30 to spend a week at this farm, right?
Right.
Now, he got here at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was his room. Come on in.
All right.
You've always wanted to be a detective, Pat. I want to show you something. Here. This is the bag Winters brought with him. I'll open it for you. There. Look inside.
All right, I'm looking. Oh, it's just a well-packed bag.
Now, we know that for all his cruelty, Winters was a scrupulously clean man. Anything missing in his bag?
Well, I'm not exactly experienced in men's traveling bags, but it looks like he brought enough stuff for a week.
Mm-hmm. Notice anything else?
No.
You will. Here, take a look at this. It's Winter's wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he was a cheap, miserly individual. Look inside.
Okay. Just a lot of money and a couple of identification cards.
Remember, he came down here from quite a distance. Do you notice anything missing now?
Nope.
You will, very shortly. And now, Pat, you and I are going back to headquarters to add another confession to the three Bill already has.
Are you kidding? Another one? Who?
Mine, Pat, dear. I've got to go back and confess what up until now has been a serious bit of overlooking the facts on my part.
The three of you are in cahoots. Everyone is guilty.
I don't know what you're trying to do with those individual confessions, but it won't work. I'll pin this Winters murder on all of you.
I don't think you will, Bill.
Get out of here, Drew. I'm busy.
I'm going to make these three admit that we're working together on the widow's murder.
I've got to repeat, Bill, I don't think you will.
You don't think I will, he says. Why not?
Because there wasn't any murder.
No murder.
You going to tell me Winters ain't dead?
Oh, no. He's very dead, Bill.
But, Drew, please. These people confess they poisoned him.
Yes, they poisoned him, all right, but they didn't kill him. Let me tell you all what actually happened. First, Winters, who was a spotlessly neat man, and who was supposed to stay a week, didn't bring a single extra shirt or a pair of pajamas with him in his valise.
Well, what? Well, we knew he was going to be murdered.
That's ridiculous. He couldn't have known. Next, Winters was a penny-pinching individual. When I looked in his wallet, I found he hadn't bought a return ticket on the train.
Yeah?
Well, that means he never expected to come back. Because by buying the return transportation, he could have saved $10.
I still say he expected to be murdered, and that's the reason.
No, Bill, that isn't the reason. Dr. Morgan, Winters came to the farm at 4:30. Supper was served at 6 o'clock, and he was dead at 6:30, right?
That's correct.
Bill, take a look at this report I just got from the medical examiner.
Yeah?
It says the poison we found in Winters took at least 2 hours to work, regardless of the quantity used.
Well, who cares about that?
I do. You see, it was all I needed to prove a thought I had. Dr. Morgan will tell you that Winters was living in agony and on borrowed time. He wanted to die. But he was so downright mean, he wanted somebody to be blamed for it.
So?
So he went to the farm, and the minute he got there at 4:30, he swallowed some of that insect poison, knowing we'd find it in him after he had died, and blamed the Barton. They poisoned him, all right, but at 6 o'clock, an hour and a half after he had poisoned himself.
You mean to tell me that all of these three people did feed that guy poison, and I got three confessions, and still no murderer?
Not today, Bill. All you've got is what is known as a first-rate suicide of a third-rate scoundrel.